بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. Respected brothers, continuing the incident of the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the very difficult and trying halat and conditions that came upon the Sahaba kiram, came upon the Muslim Ummah at that time. We find that this was the period that was referred to as the period of Irtidad. That is, the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had such an effect that ulama mentioned that besides Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara and Taif, the rest of the Arab world that had entered Islam during the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam became murtad and left the pale of Islam. And at that time there was the imminent threat that the enemies of Islam also had decided that in this moment of weakness they will march on Madina Munawwara, and once and for all they would wipe out the Muslims from the surface of the earth. And to a very large extent, it was the reaction of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the manner in which he brought the ummah and he sustained the ummah at that time, that to a very large extent was Allah ta'ala made it a means of repelling all the various fitnas that had occurred at that time. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the first thing that he did after becoming Khalifa was that before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away, two or three times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept on saying, Anfidhu Jaisha Usama, that the army of Usama that had been prepared, their departure had been delayed due to the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his illness, etc. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept on saying, send out the army of Usama. Sahaba kiram, when these conditions occurred after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they felt that that army should be kept back. What is the sense of sending people out in the path of Allah when the whole world is going to march against Medina? Medina requires protection. So many Sahaba were of the opinion that this army should be kept back and not sent out. What was the reaction of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu? That ayyu samayin tuzilluni wa ayyu ardin tuqilluni, which heaven is going to cover me and which earth is going to bear my weight or bear my burden if I do not do what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said should be done. This was the true love and ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that in every condition, whether it made sense or it didn't make sense, whether it appealed to the logic or didn't appeal to the logic, I have to carry out the command and the directive of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, under any circumstances this army must go out in the path of Allah ta'ala. At that time, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu approached him in private. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him that, Abu Bakr, keep back this army. This is the opinion of the Sahaba. This is the opinion of majority of the companions, that keep them back. What was his reaction? He said, Talabtu nusratak wa ji'tani bil khadlan. That Umar, I wanted your nusra, your help, and you also are abandoning me. He struck him on his chest and he said, Ajabbarun fil jahiliyah. وَخُبَارٌ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. In the days of Jahiliyyah, in the days of ignorance, you were a brave person. Now that you have become a Muslim, you have become a coward. Hayhat, hayhat. He said, get away from me. وَقَدْ انْقَطَعَ الْوَحْيُ. There's no more wahi coming. We have to obey what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directed us. And then Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu got onto the minbar. Another great fitna that had occurred at that time was what we call مانعين الزكاة. There was a very large group of people that were refusing to pay zakat. Here also, majority of the Sahaba were of the opinion that this, even though this is a farz of deen, this is something that is compulsory, it's a part of iman and deen, this deficiency should be overlooked because of other circumstances that had occurred. Such was the iman of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala that he could not tolerate any deficiency. Any deficiency in the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what does he do? He climbs onto the minbar and he delivers very, very famous khutbah. We would have heard it. Where he said, Ayyuhan nas, inna Allah qad ba'atha Muhammadan, wal haqqu kullun shareed, wal islamu gharibun tareed, qad ratha hablu wa qalla ahlu, fajama'ahum Allah ta'ala bi Muhammad, waj'alahum al ummata al baqiyat al wusta, fawallahi la abrahu aqumu bi amrillah, wa ujahidu fi sabilillah, حتى ينجز الله لنا وعدا ويفي لنا عهدا ويقتل منا من قتل شهيدا في الجنة ويبقى من بقي منا وارث عباده في الأرض إن الله تعالى قال وليس لوعدي خلف وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات إلى آخر الآية فوالله لو منعوني عقالا مما كانوا يعطون رسول الله ثم أقبل معهم الحجر والشجر والجن والإنس لجاهدتهم حتى تلحق روحي بالله إن الله لم يفرق بين الصلاة والزكاة. عجيب thing he said. Obviously time is limited, but the crux of what he said that, oh people, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst us when Islam was at his weakness, at his weakest. وَالْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبٌ تَرِيبٌ Islam was kicked on one side. There was no one to uphold the flag of Islam. قَدْ رَثَّ حَبْلُ The rope of Islam had become very weak. Everything was against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet he was a mountain of fortitude. And he went forward with the message of Islam, as a result of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared an ummat. Not just any ummat. Al-ummat al-baqiyat al-wusta. An ummat that will remain. An ummat that will perpetuate this message. He said, by the qasam of Allah, I will continue to hold up the flag of Allah's command, the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I will continue to strive in the way of Allah until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills his promise. If those of us whose lives are lost will become shaheed in Jannah, those of us who will remain, Allah's promise is Allah will make us His representatives on this earth. Because Allah Ta'ala has said, and in Allah's saying there is absolutely no doubt, the promise of Allah is the truth. وَعَدَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Allah says that if you come unto Iman and Amal Salihah, we will make you our vicegerents upon this earth. And then Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala says, by the qasam of Allah, forget the animal of zakat, even the rope of zakat. If they ask me to allow this much deficiency in the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then take this out, take this one command out, not just of the animal of zakat, but the rope of the animal of zakat. And then to force me to accept this, the whole of insan, the whole of jinnat, the whole world has to form one army and march upon Medina Munawwara. I will tolerate that every one of us be slaughtered, our blood be spilled, the streets of Medina be spilled with our, flow with our blood. All this I will tolerate, but I will not tolerate even the rope of the animal of zakat diminishing from the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَيُنْقَصُ الدِّينُ وَأَنَا حَيِّ He said, can the deen of Allah diminish and Abu Bakr remain alive? This was the testimony of the iman of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يُفَرِّقْ بَيْنَ الصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ Allah did not distinguish between salah and zakah. Like salah is an order of Allah, zakat is an order of Allah. Every order of Allah has to be fulfilled. My respected brothers, this is a thermometer, a yardstick, a gradient of iman that has been given to us by the person with the highest iman in this ummah, that is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. After, like I mentioned, after Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, it is mentioned, Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned about him, that if the iman of the whole ummah is put on one side, and the iman of Abu Bakr is put on the other side, the iman of Abu Bakr would outweigh the iman of the entire ummah. It was this statement of his, أَيُنْقَصُ الدِّينُ وَأَنَا حَيِّ Iman does not allow us that Allah's deen should be dying around us and we do nothing. This is a proof of iman, to engage in the effort of deen, to engage in the worry of deen, to engage in the concern of deen, that deen 100% has to be in my life, and deen 100% has to be in the life of every person on the surface of the earth. This was the legacy. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu understood this more than the rest of Sahaba, that this was the legacy that was received by from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is because of his reaction at this time, he sent jamaat upon jamaat. It is mentioned 9 jamaats. Medina was emptied. Mawlana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says, for 3 days, there was no one to call azan in Masjid Nabawi also. He emptied Medina Munawwara. Our logic would be that 45 Medina. He emptied Medina, sending people out in the path of Allah. This is why whenever there is halat and conditions anywhere in the world, the advice our elders give us is send jamaats out in the path of Allah. These jamaats going out, this brought, Allah Ta'ala used this as a means of changing the entire situation that occurred. And this is why historians say about Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Lawla Aba Bakrin Lama Ubidallah. If it were not for Abu Bakr, Islam would have been wiped off the surface of the earth. It was this testimony and understanding of the deen of Allah Ta'ala that no shortage, no deficiency can ever be tolerated in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's command. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.